Hi, I'm JD. This is 5050, a real estate podcast for the common man.
You thought nothing could surprise you. You thought you'd seen everything, but you never saw me coming. All eyes on me, ready or not, I'm making waves.
Hi, everybody. This is JD. Welcome to my podcast, 5050, a real estate podcast for the common man. Hey, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the housing market that's going to be coming down in 2021. A lot of people don't see it. I do see it. As a matter of fact, I kind of saw the market crashing and burning back around 2008, but nobody really believed me. In this case, I hope my little insight is completely wrong and you can kind of laugh at it in about a year, but I'll give you a little bit of information on why I am looking at this and why I think this really might happen. There is quite a few people who are in default who actually have not paid their mortgages since the pandemic. Now, they haven't been foreclosed on because there's a moratorium on foreclosures, but a lot of them did not call their mortgage companies and do a forbearance program. A lot of them just thought, hey, I guess I don't have to pay my payments anymore until the pandemic is over. Well, that is not necessarily true. The banks had a forbearance program, but you had to call them and, give them a lot of your financial information and prove to them that you cannot afford your payments. You can't just stop payments, but a lot of people have. And a lot of people were out of work and could not afford them. Well, if you're aware, a lot of people went on unemployment. They added $600 a week to unemployment and so on. And that helped a little, but if your house payment of $2,000 a month, and that's all you're getting in unemployment, well, it's feed your family, put gas in your car, and maybe hopefully buy some groceries and not starve to death, and you're going to leave your housing expenses kind of on the wayside. Well, I'm looking at the statistics, and it's really interesting because the year ending with 159 million more delinquencies and 107 million more serious delinquency mortgages that were in 2020, and that is pretty significant. It's really also interesting that serious delinquencies in their loan is about 90 or more days past due, and there is about 2,105,000 people who are 90 days or more late. Well, the mortgage companies really can't foreclose because there's a foreclosure moratorium. But when that is lifted, there is going to be a tremendous amount of people who go into foreclosure and also evicted from their apartments because they haven't been paying. Because they didn't do a forbearance program. And a forbearance program is not don't pay your payment. They just say, well, you can pay a little what you can and then remain a tax on to the end of your loan. So afterwards, you owe more than what you started with. And if they say, well, you can always refinance it or do a loan modification, well, that's just another way of saying refinance. And if you're out of a job, you haven't paid your house payment, your mortgage, your insurance, your credit cards, well, your credit is going to be terrible. And when they try to refinance it, nobody's going to insure because your credit's going to be so bad. So what's happening is I'm predicting that once that moratorium is lifted and there's no more, hey, we're just going to give you money to live on, there's going to be a lot of people who are tapped. They're not going to be getting their unemployment. Their savings is going to be used up, and they won't be able to afford rent or their payments, and all of a sudden the mortgage companies are going to be filing foreclosures as if it was candy. Matter of fact, I talked to an attorney, and he said, you know what, I have so many backlogged evictions and foreclosure, I'll probably be working 8 hours a day just filing foreclosure notice and eviction notices. That's how many people are actually behind. It's really interesting. It also said it's up just on 90-day delinquencies. They say it's up about 250%, or that's about 2,600,000 overall people who are 90 days late as of 2020. And here's another thing. A lot of people are sitting back, and I've talked to some business people, just small business people, and they say, you know, John, it's really difficult to hire people because they're making more on their unemployment than I can pay them. And they don't want to come back and work for me because I can't afford what they're getting. They're getting a lot more than what they did when I, you know, they were working for us. And they said, well, you know what I'm planning on doing? You know, I've used up all my savings just to try to make ends meet. I'm just going to cut back and scale down, maybe use half my employees, the employees that came back when I called them because they really wanted to work. They just didn't want to sponge off the government, and just scale down and do my business about half of what I did before. So a lot of these people who are living off of unemployment and the subsidies and stimulus package, you know, when that ends, there's going to be a lot of people who think they're just going to waltz into jobs again, and it's going to be changing a lot. And I think a lot of people will not be able to get jobs, and they're going to be unemployed. The savings is going to be sapped. They won't be able to collect unemployment because they already have collected unemployment. You can only collect it for so much. And they're going to be left with foreclosures and evictions and pretty much out on the street. Also, what's really interesting, one of my business people said is, John, you know, now with the $15 an hour minimum wage, I can't even afford that. Because if you're using restaurants, you know, usually it was like $7 or $8 an hour, and then people had tips. Now it's $15 an hour plus tips. It said, you know, these people are going to be making more money than I am. So what I'm going to have to do is just say you're paying $15 an hour and all tips go to, you know, me, and that will subsidize the employees. Or they're just going to say $15 an hour and there's no tipping or so on and so forth because, like I said, is they can't afford the $15 an hour plus tips. Like one of the guys said that owns one of the restaurants, he goes, they'll be making more money than I am, John, and I'm here 12 hours a day. So that's kind of what I see coming down the pike here is you're seeing a lot of people who are right now saying, oh, the market's hot, my home is selling, you know, I put my home up for sale, it's sold in 24 hours, I had 5 offers, and I made $10,000, $20,000 more than what I was asking. Well, you know, once the interest rates start rising, that's going to just put a halt on refinancing and buying homes, because why would people be buying homes at higher interest rates? And when they didn't buy homes, when it was like 2-3%. So what's going to happen is they're going to put a big halt on the market. And with the foreclosures, they're going to be going down $20,000, $30,000, $50,000. And even though interest rates might be higher, it's not going to cost you any more, you know, now than then, because the housing market has dropped, even though the interest rates have gone up. But you're not paying top price. I think so many people got suckered into saying, well, gee, I can buy these really affordable homes because they're getting such a lower interest rate, and they were overpaying for the homes. So when things do turn around and they can't afford their payments, they're going to be basically upside down the halls because they overpaid it. And if they need out, or if they can't find a job, or so on and so forth, what's going to happen is, you know, they won't be able to sell their home because there won't be anybody buying it at the top price because there's going to be so many foreclosures that they'll just give it back to the bank. So, like I said, a lot of this, I'm hopefully wrong, but my feeling is going to be probably middle of 2021, probably June, July is when all hell's going to break loose. I hope that's not true. I'm not wishing that on anybody. But just looking at the statistics here, when you get like 1.7 million people who are seriously delinquent and 2.8 million that are 90 days late altogether in the past few years, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say, well, when all these people have to stop paying their payments and they don't have jobs and they're back-ended and they just can't find a job that used to pay what they did, they're going to start walking away, and the mortgage companies are going to say, hey, great, you know, you're 6-8 months behind and we couldn't foreclose on you legally because there's a moratorium, but now they lifted that, so there's going to be foreclosures, evictions, people getting kicked out of their rental properties, people getting kicked out of the investment properties because if nobody's paying them rent, right, and they're not paying the mortgage, and then the mortgage company forecloses on these investors, the investors can't go back and get the money from the renters because they're broke. So, yeah, like I said, it's a tidal wave ready to happen, and I'm doing this podcast, and I'm going to, because I see it coming, and I see this market just tanking probably at the beginning or the end of the year. So hopefully I'm wrong, and you can laugh at me at the end of the year and say, hey, the market's way up, and JD was just blowing smoke. But all indications look like this is probably going to happen. Okay, thanks for listening. Hi, this is JD. I hope you enjoyed the show, 50/50 Real Estate Podcast, Real Estate for the Common Man. We're here every Monday talking about all kinds of crazy things that happen in real estate. So if you have a question or a subject you'd like us to talk about, you can always email us at sold@comcast.net. That's soldrealestate@comcast.net. If you're thinking of listing or selling your home in Colorado Springs, you can always see what I'm about at soldrealestatecompany.com. Have a good one. I'll see you Monday.